Okay, this is a continuation. Patient is single. He has four children. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink. Has not had extensive history of ETOH in the past or tobacco abuse in the past. His medication includes hydromorphone for pain. Dilaudid, 0.5 milligram. He also takes Zofran PRN for nausea and vomiting. Lipitor, 80 milligram once a day. Klonopin, 2 milligram twice a day. Plavix, 75 milligram a day. Vitamin D, 100 mcg tablets once a day. Cymbalta, 30 milligram a day. Eliquis, 5 milligram two times a day. Gabapentin, 300 milligram three times a day. Hydrocodone, 10, 3, 25 every 8 hours. Keppra, 750, two times a day. Has recently finished the course of Zyvox with Levaquin because of a urinary tract infection, i.e. MRSA. You also take Midodrine, M-I-D-O-D-R-I-N-E, 5 milligram twice a day for hypotension. Protonix, 40 milligram. He takes Ranexa, R-A-N-E-X-A, for angina. Thiamine tablets, 100 milligram a day, and Flomax, 0.4 milligram a day, period. Review of system. His weight's at 205, remains stable. He's 5 foot 7 inches. He's complaining of increased pain. He's not taking his hydrocodone at this time. He's also having issues with seizure disorder, despite being on seizure medication. He also has difficulty sleeping. Was on Ambien at one time, 10 milligram, which helped him. Left-sided back pain, arm pain, leg pain, difficulty with swallowing. He has to take his time when he eats. He uses a Rolaider, R-O-L-A-I-D-E-R. Also has trouble walking. He wears a diaper because of bowel and bladder incontinence and his total dependency at this time. Family history, dad has very severe heart problems just like he does, extensive heart issues. Mom died of kidney cancer with mets to the uterus, along with lung cancer and dementia, period. On the review of system, but then also patient is having chest pain off and on, but he cannot take the nitroglycerin under his tongue. He's on long-acting nitroglycerin. He cannot take the nitroglycerin patches. He also has issues with shortness of breath, has a history of CHF, EF preserved, and any type of walk-in, it caused him to be short of breath. This has caused him to be more bedbound. He's sleeping more when he can't sleep, but he's having a hard time sleeping because of no Ambien and also not taking his hydrocodone as often. He's also having trouble with the left-sided movement and especially after his surgery, period. He's not using oxygen at this time. He was found to be somewhat anxious today at the time of evaluation. His blood pressure is 150 over 90, temperature 97.5, MAC is 35 centimeter, O2 side 100%, pulse is 78. Heart positive, swan positive is 2 with ectopic lungs, beer bronchi, otherwise clear. Abdomen obese, neck shows a mild JVD, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa with an lesion. Patient has dense left-sided weakness. Under review of system, also patient is requesting to be taken care of at home. He does not want to go back and forth to the hospital, to the doctor's office, or rehab. He wants to be kept comfortable. He's been told he doesn't have much longer to live, given his extensive atherosclerotic heart disease and coronary artery disease, along with a history of 3 strokes, consistent with small vessel disease in his brain, period. He wants to be kept comfortable. He does not want to be resuscitated and is willing to sign the DNR papers and does not want to go back and forth to see a doctor for his medications and or any further visits or any further interventions, period. So assessment, 66-year-old gentleman, with history of years of experience in IT and legal field, singles, not smoking, is not drinking. He has a history of coronary artery disease with multiple stent placements, history of stroke times three, last one was in November the 3rd, history of atrial fibrillations, BPH, urinary tract infection, multiple, severe left-sided weakness, aspiration, recently hospitalized with the third stroke, was sent to rehab and then sent home. He wants to be kept comfortable at home and does not want to go back and forth to the hospital. As was mentioned, he also his medical history is complicated by history of DVT, pulmonary embolus, cardiac arrest, atrial fibrillation, depression, anxiety, hyperlipidemia, unstable angina, coronary artery disease, and congestive heart failure, EF preserved, period. Patient's overall prognosis is quite poor and guarded, most likely has less than 6 months to live, given his current health status. A copy of this HMP will be shared with the hospice medical director regarding resuming his pain medications and possible Ambien or some other medication to help this man sleep, and possible increase in his seizure medication because he knows that he has seizures in his sleep when he wakes up and he doesn't. And this needs to be further addressed by the hospice medical director. Thank you.